Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Civic Center, presenting Our Planet live in concert on Saturday, February 11th at 7:30 p.m. Combining HD cinematography with all-new orchestrations by Oscar-winning composer Stephen Price, performed by a live onstage orchestra. A journey of discovery featuring narration by legendary broadcaster David Attenborough. Find out more at fmtn.org/shows. Our Planet, live in concert, Saturday, February 11th at 7:30 p.m.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Megan Cullop, along here with Scott Micklin, and because
Who?
He was
what?
Such a joy last week, we have Scott Duran back with us.
Yes, we do. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we want to hear you. We just want to see you. We don't really want to hear you.
Just
so sorry.
You're just eye candy, that's all.
I'll take that, actually.
Okay. Good morning. All three of us. There we are. How about that? Good morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to That's Interesting. It's the show that couldn't be here without you all out in the audience. So we invite you to call in and share whatever is interesting going on in your world. We're going to put up the number right there, 505-566-3909. 505-566-390.9 is the phone number to give us a call and be part of the program like our first caller has done. We have someone waiting.
Friend of the show.
Let's go to the phones and get them on the air. Good morning. You're on KSJE this morning.
Good morning, Scott. This is Erin Philpott.
Dr. Philpott, good morning. Megan is here. She's thrilled that you're on the phone.
Absolutely thrilled.
And our second Scott is also here. So we're so glad that you called in to talk about a really cool event that you're involved with, right?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I am on the board of a really neat nonprofit called Know the Snow Fund. And this just started a few years back in memory of two individuals who lost their lives in avalanches, one locally in the Silverton area, and then my brother-in-law, Joe Philpott, up just north of Fort Collins. And the nonprofit really raises money to help fund people's avalanche education. So we've been very successful in doing that. We have our main fundraiser coming up this Sunday, January 22nd. It's at Purgatory, just north of Durango, and it is a uphill-downhill ski race. So a skin uphill, and then we have a short course and a long course. So there's a couple of transitions on the long course, but the short course is about 5 kilometers, the long course about 9.5 miles. And it's a really fun event. There's, you know, some very competitive individuals racing in skin suits, but really there's a lot of people in costumes. So it's open to anyone. So that's kind of the gist of the event. Any questions about it?
Oh, Megan has many.
Well, I mean, I really just have one, and that is, what's the coolest costume you've seen at this event?
Well, there have been a lot of really good ones, I will say, but I had a friend dressed as a blue crayon, and it was somewhat limiting in her ability to ski uphill, but great on the downhill.
Interesting.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Kind of see that. Very good. And Dr. Philpott, are you going to be in costume, or are you just going to be you?
I'll probably have a little costume on,
Okay.
I'm not going to be racing, but I'll be at the bottom there cheering people on.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any hints as to what your costume is or will be?
It usually involves a bit of fur, but
like it.
We'll leave it at that.
Okay. Very good.
Well, we appreciate you calling in about this this great event, and it's happening, as you mentioned, this weekend, and folks can check it out. We've got actually a graphic on the screen, too, and there's a QR code, I think, in how to register,
perfect.
Right?
Exactly, and you can also register just through our website at Know the Snow Fund, so KNOW, the Snow Fund.
.org. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you got it.
Very cool. And gosh, there's going to be probably plenty of snow to be on this weekend,
yeah,
too, because you guys have been getting really dumped on, for lack of a better term.
Yes, lots of snow, but it does look like it's going to clear up on Sunday. So I think it'll be a really good day for a race.
Yeah, very good. And like you said, there are some folks who are more competitive than others. So just be ready, I guess.
Exactly, and we have amazing prizes. We have a Hest mattress, which is like a sort of outdoor sleep system, and some pottery by Logan Wanamaker Pottery. We have an acupuncture gift certificate from Nature's Rhythm Acupuncture, thread metal and stone. So really a lot of great things to be won.
Wow, nice. Scott Duran?
No, I was sitting here listening to that because you're wondering what that mattress is, and I used to work for the outdoor program here at San Juan College.
Yeah, so you know.
So when she was talking about doing the avalanche, I was going to ask, is there like, do you guys just give out information about the avalanche stuff?
As far as the scholarship, how you apply?
Yeah.
Great question. So we do, that information is on our website. We have a yearly cycle, so we have all the avalanche scholarships out for this year. We gave out 30 this year. And these are for AVI 1, Avalanche 1 recreational course, and Avalanche 2 recreational courses. So they cost around $600-$700. So pretty costly if you're, you know, a younger person trying to get educated. But the application cycle typically starts in September, and then people get signed up for their respective courses. We have a partnership with Silverton Avalanche School. But you're also, you know, we're open to supporting any other schools. So it's kind of up to the recipient to choose the course they prefer or the school they prefer, and then we reimburse as well for those. We don't do any formal education ourselves. Our role is really providing funds to get that AVI 1, AVI 2 companion rescue kind of as desired.
Nice. Yes. Really important in this part of the world, for sure. So,
Definitely.
Thank you for sharing that with us this morning, and good luck with everything on Sunday.
Yeah, thanks, good luck.
So
have
much.
Fun.
Thanks so much. We really appreciate it.
You bet.
Have a great day.
You too, Dr. Philpott. Thank you for calling in. That is Erin Philpott. She, of course, was a show regular during our months of COVID coverage, and I don't know where she finds time, quite frankly, with
the
all
woman,
the things that she's involved with.
I she's
know,
all over the place.
But always involved in really important and really good things for the community. So
Yes. There's
just another example of it. So we really appreciate her calling in. But there you go. Once again, the website for the radio audience, knowthesnowfund.org, KNOW, knowthesnowfund.org.
Have you guys ever downhill skied?
I have.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
It was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the idea of it was skiing, because I always compare it to snowboarding and all that stuff, right? The idea is that skiing is easier to start, harder to continue learning, because the techniques of it are a little bit different for each thing, where snowboarding is hard to start, easier to know as you go along. The tricks become easier, the little stops and goes.
Wow.
It's very weird, but it works.
Okay.
I mean,
huh. Yeah.
You, Scott?
Yes.
Yes.
You seem shocked.
I'm a little, I am.
Really?
Slightly.
Okay.
But maybe in your younger years.
There are so many of those.
So many younger years to
so
choose
many,
from.
So that's many, that's true. But yeah, I did. I would ski. I kind of got spoiled because when I worked at the TV station, we would get season passes.
What? Oh, nice.
I know, right? Nice perk. And so that allowed me to go ski and rent skis and ski, you know, and not have to pay for it, which is great, you know, because it's a little expensive, a little pricey.
It's pricey.
Very
you know,
true.
I have downhill skied. I like it. I keep it chill. I don't go past blue.
Okay.
But
you're not the double diamond.
I'm not the double diamond. I'm not black, whatever. Nope, not going to do that. But really, I cross-country ski because my friend has an extra set of skis. So
that's helpful where I too, go. Right?
It's cross-country ski.
And I've done that too. Cross-country is, you know, nice. But I kind of like the speed and the downhill part of it too. But it's a great sport. I mean, it's really great. And we are so lucky in this area to have so many facilities nearby.
Yes.
That's true,
from
yeah.
Purgatory to Wolf Creek and, all the, and then the cross country skiing areas too.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's great.
It's cool.
Very cool. I know. We should all go.
Are you going to do the avalanche training? Have you ever done that?
Oh, God.
Ski trip. Yeah. There you go.
I don't know if I'm down for that.
No?
Until maybe after we do the avalanche training, then I'll feel more comfortable.
That would be good.
Oh, that's a good point.
That would be very good. True, very true. Well, this is the That's Interesting program this morning, everyone, here on KSJE, when we invite you to give us a call at 505-566-3909. Then phone number again, 505-566-3909. Give us a call. What's interesting? What's going on?
Well, did you guys hear that David Crosby died?
He did.
I did.
Yeah.
At 81.
Yeah. Sad.
Yeah. He was kind of a staple of that era.
Right.
You know, of course, with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and then Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, and then he did a lot of stuff on his own, solo.
And did stuff even before Crosby, Stills, and Nash. So
he's done a lot, and he has a version of My Country, 'Tis of Thee that is so good and should be our national anthem.
Really?
Yeah, I think throw out the current national anthem.
Wow.
My Country, 'Tis of Thee, Sweet Land of Liberty, so good, Let Freedom Ring. So good, you know, our current, I wasn't intending to be polemical about the national anthem, but I just want to say that our national anthem is not the best. I think it's too wordy. I think it's too hard to sing. I think.
That's,
okay.
And it's about the Star Spangled Banner. Like, why are we venerating a flag and not the country itself? You know, it seems like a lot of themes about America are lost in the national anthem. Anyway, the whole point of saying that was David Crosby has a great version of My Country, 'Tis of Thee.
Thank you for sharing.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, but
isn't that melody a British song?
It is.
Yeah. So why would we want that for the national anthem? Yeah.
Okay. I think we just got to get over that stuff.
Really?
Anyway, David Crosby.
Anyway, yeah.
R.I.P.
Exactly.
Great musician.
Thank you for your contributions to the arts.
Yes.
Indeed. So that's very true. But thank you very much. And you, Megan, I know we're asking the Twitterverse for potential topics for today. And crickets.
Bubkiss.
Crickets.
Yes.
Except for one dedicated Twitter user who replied.
Yeah, you, who called me an unprepared co-host.
Well, you said, I forget what the question was. What did you?
I said I need to have some interesting stuff to talk about on the radio tomorrow.
Yeah.
Any ideas?
Any ideas? And I said, unprepared co-host.
You know how many people follow me on Twitter? Like 471 people, not one of them.
Wow.
Threw out something that was interesting to them.
That's
but that's
sad.
Okay, but because I have
except
more.
For me.
Yeah.
Because unprepared co-host is interesting to me.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's see, what else? Okay, so the State Department has officially changed its font.
I really? Saw cool. that, actually.
They've changed
I
it
saw
to
that.
Calibri,
I believe.
Just like the standard.
Yeah.
They changed it from Times New Roman to Calibri for accessibility.
There you go. Well, thank goodness. It's about time.
It is about time.
Scott.
What makes it accessible? What makes it accessible? Oh, my God. I had a root canal, ladies and gentlemen. My tooth and speech pattern is off. I'm just going to blame it on that.
That's all right.
Not the ability that I can't speak.
Yes, you can.
Accessibility.
Thank you.
I don't know the ins and outs and why it's more accessible than not. I don't know if it's like there's slightly more space between the letters or just something about the font makes it easier to read for those who have accessibility difficulties. I think they should have picked Georgia, personally. That's my favorite font. But
Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Or Wingdings, always a popular favorite.
Wingdings.
Yeah, there you go.
What is this? Airplane.
Airplane
face.
Duck.
Duck.
Lightning bolt. Yeah, there you are.
That sounds like our politics these days.
Yeah,
so.
Right, exactly. Before we go on, I do have to make a small correction to the last time we were all together with
Uh-oh.
That's Interesting. We
Uh-oh.
Killed off Art Garfunkel, and he's not dead.
Oh.
And so I just want to put it on the record.
Crosby dead. Art still alive.
He is still going strong.
I didn't know that.
And anyway,
I thought he was dead.
And thank you for our dedicated listener who pointed that out on Facebook, because it's important that we try not to get misinformation out there, and so this was a pretty big one. So I wanted to just take a moment and publicly say that. Long live Art Garfunkel.
I'm going to the
and thank you for your Simon music.
And Garfunkel story.
You are. I know. That's this week.
That is
at the Civic Center
Tuesday night at 7:30.
Yeah. So you'll be in the audience.
I'll
be singing along, clapping.
Probably waving singing along. There's waving, not a lot of clap along.
Waving your lighter in the air.
Well, yeah.
It is
yeah
you
I put my cell phone.
No, cell phone.
Phone
no
now.
Lighters.
I know. Yeah. You can't do that. Yeah.
I can the dating.
Yeah, I know. I've been around for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
When again. You could have an open flame at a concert.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. See? Those were the days.
Not anymore.
But you know what? No one got burned. That's the amazing part.
That's true.
Well, maybe themselves if they messed up. But other than that, nothing, there was no fire.
You know, no concert venues burned down.
Yeah.
You know, we were responsible.
We were responsible
concert goers. Yeah.
Imagine that now.
Yeah, that might be a little problem.
Yeah, exactly. Now the whole place.
But you're looking forward to that concert, I imagine.
Super looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Going with a friend of the show.
Excellent.
So, as is only correct, if you get comp tickets, you should take KSJE loyal listeners.
You should. You should. So. Thanks for spreading the wealth. And
yes.
In fact, we have more tickets to give away. We could actually give away some tickets this morning.
Perfect.
And you could get people to join you. How about that? So, folks, if you would like to go check out the Simon and Garfunkel story at the Farmington Civic Center, it is coming up. I'm looking for the little display that we have, and I think we have it here if I find it. But anyway, give us a call. Give us a call, and we'll put your name down. We've got some free tickets. These are free. And you can give us a call, and we will send you off to the Farmington Civic Center with Megan Cullop and a friend of the show.
Yeah.
You don't have to sit with them. You can probably sit somewhere else if you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want to sit with me.
You think so?
That's why, the calls are going to come rolling in.
That's right. There they are. Here it is. So call in for a chance to win free tickets. There it is, 566-3909-505. 566-3909. And while you're on the line, we might ask you what's interesting in your world. But we'd be glad to send you and a friend to see the show on the 24th.
Yeah.
7:30. So a lot of great tunes. They perform
the whole
most
catalog.
Of the hits, right?
Yeah,
most
I'm excited
of the catalog
about that.
And everything. So lots of things to choose from.
Will you be going, Scott?
You know, I think I have something else going on that evening, but I'm trying to move
you
things around.
Busy guy, though.
So I can go.
Yeah.
We'll
see. He really is. Scott's a really busy guy.
Why did you laugh? Why
he's
was
in
that,
high demand.
Why was that a guffaw from Megan?
every other guffaw. Time we talk, it's like I'm going to another board meeting of this or that, and I'm
that's true.
Jesus, man.
There's a lot of stuff going on. That's all right. It's nice to be asked to contribute, right?
That's very true.
So there you go. But give us a call. Tell us what's interesting. Ask for free tickets. We're happy to send you to check it out, the Simon and Garfunkel story. Next week here at the Farmington Civic Center. So, Megan, what else did you bring to the show this morning? You said you had like three different things.
Yeah. So
you're not an unprepared co-host. I must take that tweet back.
Yeah. Well, once Twitter failed me, I was like, well, got to kick it into gear.
Yep.
Let's go to Facebook.
Got to kick it into gear. Yeah, exactly. Let's go to Instagram. Just kidding.
That's right.
No, so, you know, I've been reading all this Buddhist stuff. We talked about this.
Oh, yes. How's that going?
We talked about meditation last week.
We did.
And
two weeks ago, but okay.
Do you know that the Buddhists have a phrase, and it's pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional?
Interesting.
Let's break that apart. Let's break that down.
Okay.
Gents.
Yes.
So first of all, what do you think? What's your initial reaction?
I think I understand it. I think I get it. I think, you know, life probably does have painful moments, and whether and how you deal with those moments maybe determine whether you suffer or how long you suffer from those painful moments.
Yes. So suffering is kind of what your mind does to the pain. Right.
Thank
pain's
going
to happen.
That.
But
you look shocked that I came up with that.
Well, I was just like, whoa, because it took – I had to like sit there for a minute and be like, what are they saying?
It's like, wow. There
but
is,
look at Scott.
The elevator does go all the way to the top.
Yeah,
some
exactly.
Days.
The light is on.
The light is
somebody's
super
home.
On.
Somebody's home.
Super on. Yeah, and that basically it's the judgment calls we make on pain that bring suffering. So if we bear down on it and start questioning – why is this happening? Why me? How long is this going to last? Like all of that kind of like stuff that becomes almost like a trance. Then we cause that suffering from the pain that the pain is just going to come. Life is painful, has its moments, but the suffering is what we create.
Right.
Isn't that?
I liked it. Yeah.
Fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Yeah,
and I can see it. And I feel bad for people that just kind of get bogged down in their stuff, you know?
Yes.
Their negativity, and they just can't see a way out. And I feel bad that, you know, and they and people face lots of hardships, don't get me wrong, certainly. But I think it just the more that you let that really impact you or not try to get out of that negativity, perhaps, it may be almost a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? And you just can't get out of that funk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very true.
So I really do, you know, try to live differently and try to find the positivity, or at least, you know, yeah, that is too bad that happened, and now what can I do to get out of this cycle or whatever it is?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's my advice today.
Well, that's good advice.
Yeah.
Well, look at you.
Look at you. I mean, look at you.
Wow.
Somebody's home and you're just full of wisdom.
Just spreading the joy.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that? There you are.
I didn't realize you had such Buddhist tendencies.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, you know, today anyway.
This moment.
In this moment.
All we have is the present moment, though. That's the other Buddhist tenet.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, the theory of don't live in the past and don't try to see the future.
Right.
Live right now, because you can't really deal with those two at the moment. So just...
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Move on and do what you're doing right now.
Right.
Which is a very cool philosophy. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was also a whole meditation on the value of a smile and how just like forcing yourself to smile like helps ease your body and helps bring joy. Like it's almost like you trick your body out. So even if you don't feel like smiling, if you smile, it helps.
Right.
Very true.
It's very interesting too.
And I would like to say if my best friend Manuel, who hates when I do this to him in the car or the truck, where every time we're going somewhere, so if we're watching
or on the radio,
yeah. When I smile and wave at people as we're driving on the road, you can shut up, because I could potentially be making somebody happy.
Ah, okay.
Like you said, a smile might be worth what they want for the day. A wave and a hello,
even
if it's going down the road.
I think smiles are very valuable.
I do too. Yeah, I agree. You know, well, I try to be friendly, you know, out and about.
You both grew up like in a small town, though, right?
I grew up
in the seventh largest city in the United States.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Big city.
Yeah.
San Antonio.
Okay.
Big city.
Mm.
You put a number to it, and I got lost.
It's huge.
I only know, like,
it's growing,
maybe
four, too.
So.
Sure,
so.
Yeah, sure. Birthplace of Megyn Cullough.
Well,
it's growing.
It's a tourist attraction.
There it is.
That's right. There you go.
But as small town gents,
yeah.
So on your word, wasn't it common as you're driving by, just like even though you're driving, just kind of wave at people as you're going? I remember my dad and my mom used to do that all the time in like Cuba and Rito, so where we used to live.
Yeah.
And like it's because you live in a small town community, right? So you generally know who's driving the opposite way. But I got stuck doing that even though I live here, and like I just keep doing it.
This isn't a small town. I always see this as a small town.
Well, compared to San Antonio, I think, yes.
Yeah.
But compared to Cuba, I would probably say no.
That's a good point.
I think it's all relative.
It's all relative.
Yes.
Yes.
Another Buddhist.
There you go.
Right. Thank you. See, it was a theme. But yeah, I think so. I mean, again, I don't recall waving at too many people when I was growing up, but our town was so small you didn't see anybody else on the road. It was just, you know, they were just home,
right,
or what have you. But yeah, I think it's nice, you know, from time to time to be friendly, especially on the roads these days, because people are crazy out there. A little bit. Yeah. So there you go. But there you are. It's very good. Anything you wanted to bring to the table this week, Mr. Duran?
Well, one of the things that I was trying to find some stuff, but it kept popping up later last week. But I was very surprised to see a couple of the teams from the NFL made it. I know your team made it. I was sorry for the Dolphin fans. I knew the Bills were going to win.
Yeah, right.
But it was pretty
close,
though, wasn't it?
Still a close game. Yeah, that's true.
It was still a pretty close game. But
I know.
It was
I wish
so
they'd
cool.
stop doing that. I wish they would just, you know, do a blowout and we wouldn't have to freak out.
You have to be
on
the edge of your seat, though. You can't just be
beating
the crap out of something. Then it's not fun to watch.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Okay.
We want the excitement, the thrill that is it. But I was very surprised to see that the Giants won and made it through.
The New York Giants?
Yeah another one of your teams.
Well, that's really the New Jersey Giants, let's be honest, because they play
again
in New Jersey.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah.
Yeah, when I lived in New Jersey, that was everybody's favorite team.
Yeah.
So.
But they did go move on, so congrats to them.
I know, so that was cool.
Yeah.
I was very, like, again, I was very surprised that the team that nobody thought was going to, you know, I mean, they weren't bad, but they weren't the greatest.
Right.
The other ones that I found was the Cowboys. I didn't really expect the Cowboys to make it. I thought it was going to be another Tom Brady year and the Buccaneers are going to come through.
Right.
So when I saw the Cowboys one, I was like, oh, look at that.
Interesting. But that's what keeps sports interesting, I would think, right? Yeah. Some of these upsets and these teams that come out of nowhere and all of a sudden.
I don't do sports ball, so.
Wait, yeah, sorry.
I don't know anything that you're talking about. I'm like,
go Cowboys, it's all right. The basket.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Good goal.
Make the goal.
Move the thing to the other thing.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
You know
flag
what?
On the field.
We'll get you a t-shirt.
I will say I was a lot like that for most of my life because it was very hard for me to kind of get into it. I don't know. I just never found the full appeal. I think later on when I started to understand how strategic baseball was, that I started to understand how strategic football and basketball was. And that nature, because I used to watch basketball a lot, and mostly because I used to watch all the crazy jumping and stuff like that, like the slam dunks. You know, that was always exciting to see, because that was just a great feat for any human to like launch themselves 9-10 feet up in the air and then just put a ball in the basket where I can't even touch underneath the net when I jump. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was very, it was just fascinating to me. But then, like I said, when I started watching, understand baseball and how like certain pitches are thrown and why they're thrown and why the pitcher does this and why they bring themselves infield or outfield, that I was like, oh, this is actually pretty easy and more fun for me to watch.
Yeah.
Understand, not so much the sport and like my team's the greatest, which I find very odd, you know, to me and myself, even though I still do it too. Cause like, I don't own the team. I'm just a fan. I don't own it. I don't go to their meetings. I'm not part of the team itself. So I don't know why I say it's my team,
right?
But I'm just a fan. But yeah, so that made it a lot easier for me to start watching the sports. I don't know why.
Sports ball.
The sports ball.
Well, I think baseball is, if I had to pick, probably basketball is my number one, but baseball is probably my second.
Same.
So I like basketball because it's so fast. And it's so elegant, and there's so much fancy stuff going on that it's kind of fun to watch.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Football, no thanks.
No?
Too violent.
Really?
Yeah, too violent for me.
Okay.
I mean, when you have people collapsing on fields that are 23 years old,
right?
Then that's
a problem.
That's a problem.
That's true. Very true. But yeah, but as a long-suffering Bills fan, it's just exciting to see the team doing well this year. And I know, you know, folks are hoping they go all the way. We'll see. But yeah, it's been fun to watch. And I've learned more, like Scott said, about some of the strategies of football from watching it so closely now that my team is doing much better than they ever have been, which is nice to see. Because usually they're out by this time of the season. They're usually done. And so I stop watching.
Right. You know, and there you go. So I'm done.
It's not interesting anymore. But they were talking a lot about, you know, clock management and things along that line, which I hadn't really thought about. And that's another strategy I think that some of these teams use. The Miami-Buffalo game last week was, a prime example, and folks were kind of getting on Miami for their clock management towards the end of the game there that let the Bills kind of get ahead and stay ahead and end up winning the game. And so, you know, it's kind of interesting.
Clock management.
Yeah, of the clock, you know, as the clock is winding down in the fourth quarter, you know, do you stall a little bit? Do you try to hold on to the ball to run down the clock so the other team doesn't have a chance to do much with it if they do get possession in those last few moments of the game, that kind of a thing?
Well, I feel like that's sort of like there's a life application there. Like I need to do some clock management.
Well, yeah, you know, that's true. If you could get here a little earlier next week, that'd be great. The clock management.
I did just fine.
You did fine. That's true. Very true.
I know. I was a little late today too. So
it's all right. We're all here. We all got here on time. The show's on the air, and you know. We've had a caller, so we're excited about that. And if we've got time maybe for a couple more callers before we go off the air here in the next couple of minutes, everybody. So if you would like to join us, we invite you to do that. Just give us a call this morning, the number 505-566-3909. Megan pointed out that we have to add Scott's name to the graphic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because now that he's like a regular.
I know. Scott and Megan and Scott.
I love it.
I think that'll be the cheap way to
Scott
do it.
Squared.
Scott squared. Yeah, we could do that. I could add a little two, maybe.
Yeah, that kind of has a nice ring. Megan and Scott squared.
Oh. No, it's Scott first.
It's got to be Scott first. It's a thing.
Yeah, because next week it's Megan first.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's how we
trade off. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But speaking of next week, and speaking of tomorrow, You both have some music shows tomorrow. Scott, you're going to do a best of, I think, right?
Yes.
Is that your plan?
Yeah, due to the week of...
We didn't have a snow day.
Stuff. Well, and then a snow day.
And we had a snow day.
That I didn't actually get a lot of chance. So, yeah, it's going to be a best of. But next week, hopefully I get my stuff together and I'll be able to continue on, which I hope... Did you listen last weekend on what I did?
I did not. Sorry. What was it?
I'm just going to...
Oh, jeez.
No, it's fine. Last week was the
skiing trip's off.
Yeah. I'm done with the skiing trip.
Done.
Cowboys are going to win. The skiing trip's off. Scott just gave me a dirty eye. No, but last week I did first gen of ska music.
Oh, cool.
Because I've done one. I've done a ska music before, but it was just a broad of just whatever ska was. So I was like, I'm going to do a whole little segment, like a whole four-part set of ska music. So last week was the first gen, and then it goes the second, third, and then fourth.
Oh.
So, yes. Which is very nice.
How about that?
I got to learn a little bit more about the whole history of it. So that was cool.
Very cool.
Well, that was last week, so we missed that show. So tomorrow's a best of.
Best of.
So
maybe I'll just throw it back in there. So you guys
just run it again.
And you guys could hear it again.
Oh, there you go. That could happen. Very good. Ms. Cullup, what about you?
What
do you got planned for us tomorrow?
Radio Free Saturday morning. So we have a different special guest host on.
Really?
We have local guitar teacher Ryan Woodard.
Okay.
Oh, you have Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ryan Woodard's coming on, and our theme is learning. So we picked a whole bunch of songs within the theme of learning. It's really cool, and it's always really fun to have the occasional guest host on. It always kind of adds some flavor to it. So check out the show, listen to a local musician and local teacher, and...
And you.
And me.
And me.
And me, of course. Of course I'll be there.
Of course you will.
So 9 to 11 a.m.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Right here. On air.
On air.
Online.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
You know that you can ask Apple Music to play it? Like if you just click your phone and you say, play KSJE, Apple Music will take it up.
There you go. Look at that.
That's what I do.
Even better.
Yeah.
How about that? Yeah. It just streams it. It plays the live stream.
Yeah.
So you could ask Apple Music to play this show.
Right.
Nice.
Yes. Just streams it.
It's amazing.
I know.
I like
technology.
You're going to become like Scott, I swear. You're going to start getting a smart house. And...
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know about that. I still turn my own lights on.
Good for you. Keep you humble. That's what you need.
Yeah.
That's what you need. All right. Well, next week, everyone, Megan and I will be here with our That's Interesting program.
Yep. Solutions from the Street.
Oh, yeah. That one.
Yes.
Pardon me. And so we'll be providing another solution to another community problem, and we hope you'll join us for that. But that's every other Friday here at 8 o'clock, and we give Scott the week off.
Yes.
Yeah. So there you go. But for now, we'll call it a show.
Call it a show.
What do you guys say?
Works for me.
Word.
Oh, okay. Let me get everybody up on the camera
here.
Word, homie.
That's it. That's right. So let me see if we can get everybody on the same shot here. Let's all talk and then we'll all say.
Well, all right.
Here we are.
Go.
Okay.
There it is.
See, now I found the right button.
We're back.
There you are.
I just...
It's okay. Thank you for joining us, audience. Thank you very much for being with us. And, of course, that is our program for this week. So have a safe week, a great weekend, and we will see you next week right here on KSJE. Bye-bye, everyone. KSJE and San Juan College present the Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week.
Hello, my name is Emin Chi. I'm one of the Student Achievement Coaches here at the San Juan College Student Achievement Center. Today, we are bringing you Coaching Tips of the Week. First and foremost, make sure you get a college planner. This can be a planner with a creative design, a plain notebook, a wall calendar, or even a small dry erase calendar for your desk that changes each month. A wall calendar or a desk calendar is best for double-checking appointments, events, and duties, while a notebook planner of some sort will be best for planning on the go. Wherever you are, this planner will keep you in check when you're in classes or in a meeting with your advisor. For those of you, if digital works better for you, think about setting up an agenda on your mobile device. This can include your computer, phone, or your tablet. Within that, you can set up reminders for test dates, department events, study times, and assignment due dates.
The Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week, presented by KSJE and the Student Achievement Center at San Juan College.
KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The most important ingredients to sustaining health and wellness are the resources and tools that help you live a vibrant and healthy life. At San Juan Regional Medical Center, the goal is to promote health by making sure those resources are available. Find the path to the best life at lifebetterhere.com. San Juan Regional Medical Center. Better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.